everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy June 15th to everybody. Today's topic from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone is ideals. And the quote is from Carl Schurz. Here's what Carl has to say. Ideals are like stars. We never reach them. But like the mariners of the sea, we chart our course by them. That's beautiful. We shouldn't become frustrated because we are never quite as good as we'd like to be, or that the world never lives up to our expectations. But we will never reach all of our ideals. But we will still need to have ideals and be able to make working toward them our life's mission. Without ideals, we would have nothing to strive for. I think when we do each of these episodes, we need to take in the context that this information isn't written from a trauma-informed lens. And what we're trying to do with each day is to take what resonates, take what makes sense, incorporate that if we choose to do so. If there's something that doesn't make sense, how can we then understand why it doesn't? And then is there any information in from that process and from that thinking that we can take? Otherwise, you know, like we say, take what resonates and go beyond. By saying that we can never reach all our ideals, I don't want that message and that way of thinking to give someone a lack of hope or to say, well, I should listen to everybody else. Because one of the things I do want to say in our trauma group is that people, especially who've been on the receiving end of emotional abuse, a message that has been repeated over time, while we might know and we believe that it's not true, that message, it takes a long time for it to go away, meaning that it doesn't have the same gripping effect. We have the memory and we respond differently to it. So I would like to challenge, actually, Linda, if I was able to have a conversation with her, of instead of saying to somebody, you're never going to be able to reach all your ideals. Now, never can be because we only have a limited amount of time here in this life. That's true. However, if we accepted other people's limitations, then we accept that the false narrative becomes a reality. And I won't do that. I won't do that. I won't allow someone else to impose their limitations by saying things like, well, you can't, because I can tell you right now, this message can get me to think about the things that I was told I could not do or who I was supposed to become. And on the other hand, without ideals and without goals and without dreams, then what do we become?
Who are we? What do we have to strive for? What do we have to live for? What I think her message is, again, I don't know her, is that instead of becoming frustrated because maybe a goal or an ideal or an ambition or a dream didn't work out, I'd actually say to you, you know what? You had the guts and the balls to try. And so many people are going to tell you, you can't do something. But yet they themselves have done shit. And they've quit on themselves. Not everybody, but people do. Because the more that you do what you want to do, it mirrors that they didn't. It mirrors who they are. And I have to say, I've actually seen this happen in other groups, and I've called it out, because as peer support, we are to support other people's growth. We are to support other people's breakthroughs and to be genuinely happy for them instead of, you know, what I've seen in some other groups, the snarky, you know, who do you think you are? No, 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 and no. First of all, that doesn't create a safe space. Secondly, that isn't practicing trauma-informed peer support. It's not. So what I think a takeaway from today's message is that whenever we have that ruminating voice of saying I'm not good enough, imagine that there's a tape recorder and we're putting a pause on it, because you showed up and that's good enough. Our every day looks different. Every day looks different. 100% looks different every day. For some of us, being here and showing up and listening to this, you know what? That's good enough. And good enough is good enough what you decide good enough is. Because that's what's important. This is your journey. This is your healing. So here's the quote of the day. I may never be as good as I would like to be, but I will always strive to get closer to my ideal self. One of the things I like to say to myself is that I am better today than I was yesterday. I am better today than I was yesterday. I am better today than I was yesterday. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Today is June 15th. You know what it is. Thank you so much for being here. It's a very special day. And as always, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.